Let's go to the newsline right now, and we are joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. And Jim, this is something that has been discussed over the years as to how college athletes, why they were kept in this amateur status, not allowed to do things that might result in any sort of economic benefit for themselves. But now it sounds like Texas is making some changes that will allow them to do just that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, exactly. The same sort of change that Colorado made just a few years ago, Teresa. The law in Colorado has not yet taken effect and won't until January 1st of 2023. The NIL law takes effect here in Texas on July 1st, a couple of weeks from now. NIL stands for name, image, and likeness. And those are things that college athletes may now in Texas and 18 other states sell, essentially. In the past, members of the college band have been able to contract themselves out to organizations, make a little money playing weddings or whatnot. Somebody in the art department could take wedding photographs and make money that way, but college athletes were unable to do so. Now the preponderance here is that states are going in that direction. They're allowing college athletes to make a little bit of money, at least with their names, their images, and their likeness. Texas now joining that group.
And of course, Jim, this is something that, you know, it's being put into place. It is a legal practice, but as we've seen in a number of cases, you know, even including Johnny Manziel back in the day, this is something that some college players have been trying to push the line and do under the table for some time now.
Well, right. I'll take you back even farther. I went to Southern Methodist University and graduated in 85, right at the time of the big pay-for-play scandal that was happening there. And some of this movement undoubtedly resulted from that. It began way back in the 80s when student athletes were trying to be paid, and you're right, were accepting some questionable practices and payments that were being made. This is a little different. The school itself, nor would the booster clubs be paying the student athletes, but outside people would. They sign a shoe deal, for example. The shoe company pays the student. If they have an autograph session somewhere, then the organizer of that is paying the student or the people buying them the autographs. The school is really kind of left out of it. And in fact, the students here in Texas, at least, are not allowed to use their affiliation with the school as a means of promoting themselves. So there are guardrails that have been attached to this kind of thing. We'll see how it goes. Congress also is looking at a wider national standard for doing this kind of thing.
And you could see where, I mean, with these big corporations, I'm thinking Nike or Adidas, you know, partnering with some of these college athletes, it really does fling the doors open wide on business relationships that until now had been confined to the pro leagues.
Well, exactly. And there's also this concern. I think the NCAA has concerns about this, as do others, that schools and states that do allow this kind of thing have a market advantage over those that don't. You know, the Buffaloes will have an easier time recruiting high school athletes around the country that the University of Washington will not have. So why would you go to the University of Washington if you can go to University of Colorado and maybe make a little bit of money? There's also this, that a star player, a star athlete, I'm thinking of Sam Ellinger of the Texas Longhorns, who graduated this year. He would have easily made some money doing this. But what about the guy who's snapping the ball to him or his teammates? Very few of them would have had any sort of opportunity. Does it create dissension in the locker room if one student is getting paid and the others aren't? So there are still a lot of questions to be answered about this, Teresa.
Yeah, driving a flash car while the other guys are driving their beaters is not going to go over well in terms of building up that team spirit. All right, Jim Ryan has shedding some light on this interesting new law that's going into effect in July in Texas, where college athletes can now sell their images, likenesses, and names and make some money off it. The world will be watching that.
Yeah, absolutely, Shannon. I think that a lot of states will be looking at this and deciding whether they should do likewise. So will Congress, deciding whether they should make this a national law.
Exactly, and I think it'll all compound as EA Sports set to bring back the NCAA football video games as well, and that could also bring in, you know, that revenue share. Obviously, you know, the star player on the cover of the game, you know, that could help make this more of a national effort as well. Again, ABC's Jim Ryan, thanks so much for joining us and shedding that light. Definitely something we'll continue to follow for the next months and years to come.